Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And you've also played with him in Kings of Chaos, haven't you? Shared the stage with them? I mean, that's a revolving door of who's who in that band.
Yes. In Duff's book, he tells a great story that's true. I love collecting ghetto blasters. There used to be this store in Burbank, Fry's Electronics.
I remember it.
I used to go there all the time, and I had these giant TAC ghetto blasters. I guess I shouldn't say that word.
Sure you can. You can say whatever the hell you want.
Audio boombox.
Right.
Boombox. Okay. And like these giant ones, like with these huge speakers.
Oh, yeah, like Radio Raheem and Do the Right Thing.
And I brought one on that tour, on that Kings of Chaos tour down in Brazil. So every day I would be backstage playing, like, oh, 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 it's magic, and stuff like that. And Gene, you know, people have this image of Gene as being just into money and business.
Sure.
And the Gene that I knew on that tour was just a rock music fan. He, when I would play, like, that song, Magic by Pilot, he would run into the dressing room and sing it and do all the moves.
Wow.
Arrogant, and just be so into it. Me and Duff would look at him and go, man, like he loved it. Like, I don't think he carries around a big ghetto blaster or boombox.
Right, right.
but that's the Gene that I knew on that tour, just so into listening to music. And
well, that's good to
every
hear.
Every inflection. I go, you like this? And he's like, are you kidding me? Because like, you can imagine Gene and Kiss in 76 riding around and go to the show listening to Magic.
Yeah, right.
On the
sure.
radio.
Well, dude, let's talk about your new song because it is so heavy and badass. Your first in 10 years. What do I got to lose? Wow, I was blown away. And the cool thing is that it's kind of a mini Skid Row reunion in the video. You got Rob Afuso playing drums.
Yes. Well, why not? Why
exactly.
Not? There's no reason why not to. I don't even get me started on that.
No, I know.
But the point is that I can't even tell you what it feels like to have a song being played on the American radio in 2024. Mm-hmm. This is the first song ever in my solo career in America that anybody's ever played on the radio. Like of all my albums.
Didn't I just see a tweet from you earlier today or yesterday that KLOS is playing? That's my old station, too.
Yes. Yeah, it was the number one most added song of active rock radio of one of the weeks in December. I know that's only one week, but I'll take it.
Of
I'll
course. Take it. Well, congratulations, man. That's a big deal.
I want to thank every radio station, this station right here, Jack FM.
Yeah.
Thank you for supporting it.
Right on.
I've been spending the last week finalizing all the artwork, which is very elaborate.
Well, that's good.
This artwork is old school.
Nice
artwork.
You're speaking my language.
You're gonna dig it, man. If you dig my book, you're going to flip.
Really? Right on.
Or I can't tell you the title of the record yet or anything.
Okay.
This is the way it's done now. They stagger everything out.
Sure.
It's all coming to you, Jack.
Well, wait, now, is it true that you worked with John Five and Steve Stevens and Orianthe on the new stuff, too?
Well, I don't. Well, yes.
Okay. But is it Brent that's playing guitar? All the guitar tracks?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not.
Okay.
And you have to understand, I've been working on this for like 10 years, which makes me, I don't know if that's accurate, but.
Yeah, Give 'Em Hell came out in 2004. You're right.
No, it didn't. No, 2014. 2004.
Oh, what am I talking about? 2004.
I'm not that old.
Right.
But the song, What Have I Got to Lose, was co-written with Miles Kennedy.
Oh, I love that guy, bro.
Yeah, he helped me write the song. He works with Elvis Basquiat,
yep.
Produced my record, mm-hmm. And Elvis was like, Miles was wondering if you would be interested in hearing any of his ideas. And I go, are you kidding me? Like,
yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm a huge Alter Bridge fan. I love what he's done with Slash and his solo band. The guy's the real deal.
I was extremely honored and flattered that he would want to contribute to my record.
Well, bro, everybody's like, a fan of yours. You know this by now, don't you?
Well, I didn't. I kind of forgot.
Yeah.
That in the pandemic when I couldn't leave my house, and I was like,
yeah,
I kind of went a little cuckoo in that, but that's in the past now.
Yeah.
Hopefully. So yeah, I to answer your question, no, I had no idea that Miles Kennedy would want to be collaborating with Sebastian Bach. No,
wow.
I had no clue whatsoever.
So this new song that's out online now is the song you're talking about, right?
That is the song.
Oh, that's the song? What Do I Gotta Lose?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yes, but there's another song on the radio. There's two songs that we collaborate.
Oh, okay.
On. So me as a lead singer, I go through life looking for songs to sing. Like on the first Skid Row record,
mm-hmm.
When I heard I Remember You and You've Gone Wild, I was like, I'm going to sing those songs.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Everybody else, get out of the way. Step back. Look out. Are you done now? Because now I'm going to sing this. And that's what you get.
Dude, I've been cranking the Atlantic Years box set on vinyl at my house, and all of those records. I mean, even Subhuman Race, which, you know, for some reason, people go, oh, I don't know about that record. That record rips. I mean, all of it, besides yeah. Ourselves, the live album included in that. I mean, it's quite the catalog, obviously.
Cool. Right on. All I've ever done my whole life was try to make records that I like. That's it.
That's all that matters,
all
right? That's what I think.
Right. That's
I mean, you don't know what anybody else is going to dig. If you're not, you know, turning right. Yourself on and impressing right. Yourself and going, yes, this rips, then you're doing it wrong.
100%. And it's funny because sometimes I'll get in a corporate band situation mm-hmm. where a lot of musicians do this, like, you know, a corporation like AT&T or Holiday Inn or whatever it
right.
is, corporate will hire your corporate band to play.
Big money gigs.
And they kind of feel like they get to tell you what song to play.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I kind of tell you what song I'm going to sing.
Good.
But it's really weird to me because people will say, well, they want to hear these songs from the 80s that they grew up on because those are the songs they know, and
yeah.
That's why they like you, because of these songs. I go, I totally understand that. I totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would let me sing the song that I want to sing, then you would be getting the energy and the feeling that you like about
right.
me. Because in Skid Row in 89... we weren't doing songs from 1969.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, bro.
We were doing the latest songs that we just came up with.
Yeah.
And we were so excited about it.
Unbelievably, as we sit here and talk, your Skid Row debut album was released 35 years ago this past Wednesday.
So that's the energy and the feeling that you're getting when you listen to What Do I Got to Lose. That's me, like, rediscovering my love.
Attitude, man. Seriously,
of,
yes.
Of rock.
Right.
You know, because a lot of people say, oh, if you're a musician and a band does a new song, that's the time to go to the bathroom. I'm not like that. I don't want to hear just the same three songs for 35 years. What am I, crazy?
Exactly.
What am I, nuts? I'm not like that. I'm the guy that trips out when I hear a new song that I like. I'm like, oh man, to me, that's precious.
Hell yeah.
That I get to collect a new jam.
Yes.
That means something to me. And so I don't take a bathroom break
right
when the band plays a new song. I'm like, thank you for giving me something new to get into.
I love that.
I've already heard the other one.
A few years ago, you did Slave to the Grind front to back on its 30th anniversary. Now I'm hearing you're doing the self-titled Skid Row album in its entirety this year for its 35th. I mean, can we expect that at our Rock from the Heart gig?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
No, that's only at certain gigs, basically not in the USA, because I already did that in the USA.
Right.
So this is the 35th anniversary of the first record, and we had it all planned back then to go to other countries and do it, but then the pandemic shut all of that down. I had months and months of gigs.
Oh, jeez, man.
But we're making up for that, and
yeah.
I'm not going to do this all the time. This is not something to expect from me. This is happening in Montevideo, Uruguay. If you can get to Montevideo, Uruguay.
Okay.
Then let's do it.
Right on, brother.
I'm doing it in places that didn't get it on the 30th anniversary.
Gotcha.
I'm also not doing it in festival situations. I'm not doing it if I'm opening for another artist. It's only at a headline Sebastian Bach concert that did not get it in the 30th anniversary tour. American audiences, you should expect What Do I Got to Lose.
Yes.
And that's what you should expect.
Right on, dude. And we are expecting.
And you'll get all the hits too. Don't worry. You know,
but
I've got some new stuff and I'm excited to play it. But I have to tell you, I haven't ever played that song live ever. I haven't even rehearsed it.
Is this going to be the first time when we see it at the Palace?
That's the plan.
Hell yeah.
I need to rehearse it. I need to get it right. I don't have no tapes, dude.
Oh, I got you.
No tapes.
You want to talk about a pandemic? That's what's jacking up the world. Bands using backing tracks live, but you're not doing that.
Well, the rehearsals start on the 29th here. So
all right on, right on. All live, no tapes.
That's about a month before the show, February 24th.
Yep.
In one month, I can get 3 minutes of music down, I think.
Well, we're super stoked to see you, dude. Fifth annual Rock from the Heart, the Palace Theater, St. Paul. It's a Saturday night. It's going to go off. And tickets still, I think there's a few tickets left.
I remember we did play St. Paul, and I remember it was a freezing December.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the surface of the moon.
Exactly.
In St. Paul. Like, it was ice cold, and there was nobody in the city. And we came out on stage, and there was people at the gig. It was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody had the masks on. Everybody had everything on. But I am very excited to come back and do it now where I can meet people and maybe hopefully do a meet and greet of some kind.
Oh, yeah.
And, I don't think it'll be too, although it is February.
It is. Dude, it's the end of February. You better pack your long johns. It's going to be cold.
Oh, gosh. For gosh sakes.
I'm telling you.
Well, thanks for the heads up.
Right on. Thanks, it's been great talking to you, Sebastian. I appreciate you calling
you
in,
too.
Man. Looking forward to seeing you.
Great talking to you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.